welcome to Between the Lines for the week of November 20th, brought to you by the Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. To begin with, we have a few announcements for the Kearney County Library. This coming Monday, on November 21st, the library and other county offices will be closed for the funeral and in remembrance of John Randolph. So if you have anything that you need to drop off by the library, you can drop it off at the front drop box. The back drop box in the alley will be closed until we open on Tuesday, and it will be open at 7 o'clock in the morning. Also, it's Thanksgiving week, so the library will be closed the 24th, 25th, 26th for the holidays. So anyone wanting to get some movies, books, magazines, audiobooks, you will need to stop by the library on Wednesday the 23rd by 5 o'clock. That is when the library will be closing for the holidays. We will be reopening on Monday the 28th at 9 o'clock in the morning. And we hope everybody enjoys the holiday season this year. For the school districts, there's not a whole lot planned either because of the holiday week. For the Deerfield School, there's High School Scholars Bowl at Rolla at 4 p.m. on Tuesday the 22nd. And from the 23rd through the 25th, both the Deerfield and Lincoln School districts will be closed for the holiday. For the Kearney County Senior Center, there will be PATH exercises at 10 on Monday the 21st, as well as Golden Agers at noon. On Tuesday the 22nd, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10, 3 o'clock will be Skip-Bo. On Wednesday, they have coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10, Bible study at 10:45, meal site will be at noon. And for that day, the meal will be ham, sweet potatoes, corn casserole, bread, and pineapple cake. For the rest of that week, the Senior Center will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. The Kearney County Ministerial Fellowship invites the public to the annual Community Thanksgiving Service this Sunday, November 20th. This year, the event is held at the United Methodist Church located at 310 North Kansas Street in Lakin, beginning at 7 p.m. Pastor Chris McFadden of the Lakin Wesleyan Church will be giving the Thanksgiving message. A free will offering for the Ministerial Fellowship Fund will be taken. The purpose of the fund is to help those in the community with life's necessities or emergency needs, such as rent or utilities. Producers on farms with base acres under the safety net programs established by the 2014 Farm Bill, known as the Agricultural Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage programs, can begin visiting FSA county offices to sign contracts and enroll for the 2017 crop year. The enrollment period will continue until August 1, 2017. Since shares and ownership of a farm can change year to year, producers on the farm must enroll by signing a contract each program year. If a farm is not enrolled during the 2017 enrollment period, the producers on that farm will not be eligible for assistance from the ARC or PLC programs for the 2017 crop, should crop prices or farm revenues fall below the historical price or revenue benchmark established by the program. Producers who made their elections in 2015 must still enroll during the 2017 enrollment period. Covered commodities include barley, canola, large and small chickpeas, corn, cambry, flaxseed, grain, sorghum, lentils, mustard seed, oats, peanuts, dry peas, rapeseed, long grain rice, medium grain rice, which includes short grain and sweet rice, sunflower seed, sesame, soybeans, sunflower seed, and wheat. Upland cotton is no longer covered by this commodity. For more details regarding these programs, go to www.fsa.usda.gov/arc-plc. The Kearney County Health Department is seeking donations and taking applications for food baskets. Last year, food baskets were distributed to families and individuals within the county who might not otherwise have a Christmas dinner. This is made possible by donations to the food pantry, sponsored by the Kearney County Ministerial Fellowship, and operated out of the Kearney County Health Department. Applications will be taken for the food baskets from November 15th through December 15th. Persons wishing to sign up for the food baskets need to have proof of income for the household, must be a Kearney County resident, and identification for every individual, such as shot records, social security cards, or birth certificates. The Kearney County Ministerial Fellowship and Kearney County Health Department are asking the community for help in donations of food and money during this holiday season to fill these baskets and keep the pantry full. During the holiday seasons, the most needed items are bread, stuffing, hamburger, pasta, fruit, potatoes, turkeys, and hams. Canned goods are always welcome. There is a refrigerator and freezer in the health department so that perishables may be stored for a short time. Donations may be made to the Kearney County Health Department or food pantry. If you have a physical gift or monetary gift, you can stop by the office. It is at the Kearney County Senior Center on the south end of the building. If you just want to send a monetary donation, you can send that through the mail to Kearney County Health Office, P.O. Box 275, Lakin, Kansas 67860. Also, the Kearney County Health Department is doing the Christmas Star program again this year, so please help provide a Christmas present for a child this year. You can help by coming to the Health Department and choosing a star to buy for or make a present for. Applications are accepted November 15th to December 15th. We will ask you to sign up the star you have chosen and then bring back a gift wrapped with a star attached to it. Stars are available for choosing starting November 29th. Please return everything by December 15th. Also this holiday season, many of our community members and family and friends from our community will be traveling. We want to urge them to be aware of all the road construction as well as the Kansas DOT wishing to do the same, to have drivers to be alert, pay attention to all work zone warning signs, slow down when approaching a work zone, and be prepared to stop. Again, just to mention the closings of the library for this upcoming week. We will be closed Monday, November 21st, that is this coming Monday, for the funeral and in remembrance of John Randolph. Also, we will be closing for the 24th of November, and the library will not be back open until November 28th, the following Monday, for the Thanksgiving holiday. So remember to stop by the library on November 23rd, that is the Wednesday, before 5 o'clock, the end of business day, to select anything that you'd wish to check out, such as movies, books, periodicals, or audiobooks that you might want for the holiday weekend. And with that, we want to wish everybody out there a fun and safe holiday weekend visiting with your family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you everyone for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.